President Bush wrapped up his trip to Europe last week with a visit to Pope John Paul II. The leader of the Roman Catholic Church urged Mr. Bush to decide against allowing federal funding for embryonic stem cell research, a subject that Mr. Bush later told reporters was receiving serious consideration.
I take this issue very seriously because it is an issue that on the one hand deals with such hope. Hope that perhaps through research and development we'll be able to save lives. It's also an issue that has got serious moral implications. And our nation must think carefully before we proceed. And therefore my process has been, frankly, unusually deliberative for my administration. I'm taking my time.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore considers the pressures weighing on the president as he deliberates.
There was a moment, a brief moment, when President Bush seemed to have a chance of reaching an understanding with Pope John Paul II, permitting a compromise on the funding of embryonic stem cell research. It is no secret that the president is in a painful dilemma, committed to opposing research using embryos, yet under enormous pressure, even from many opponents of abortion, to open the way for science to seek cures for diseases like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. Scientists have been able to retrieve stem cells for experimentation from adults, but the National Institutes of Health says that cells from unused human embryos may be more versatile, and that is the crux of the deadlock. Senator Bill Frist, a transplant surgeon, has been advising the White House on this issue. After long study, he came up with a 10-point plan that would endorse embryo stem cell research within careful ethical and scientific limits. This just as President Bush was on his way to a meeting with the Pope. A Vatican encyclical in 1995 called any use of living human embryos absolutely unacceptable. The question was whether, in the light of growing support for research among Catholics as well as others, there could be any give in the Vatican's position. In their meeting last Monday, Mr. Bush didn't raise the question. The Pope did. He read a statement that contained an interesting ambiguity. He condemned proposals, quote, for the creation for research purposes of human embryos destined to destruction in the process. Creation for research purposes. Does that mean that if they were not created for research, but left over from fertilization procedures and about to be discarded, that the Church would relent? That's what some in the White House thought, and they were excited about the possibility that a compromise might be found along the lines suggested by Senator Frist. But then came the morning after. The Vatican issued a statement of clarification, referring to the 1995 encyclical, saying it was resolutely opposed to any use of embryos, regardless of how or why created. What internal struggle had led to the opening and then closing of the loophole in the Vatican's position on stem cell research, we may never know. But meanwhile, President Bush is back in his painful dilemma between the all-out anti-abortionists and the Nancy Reagans looking for hope from science. This is Daniel Shore.